The following podcast is a presentation of the Washington College of Law at American University. Any unauthorized use or distribution is strictly prohibited.
You know, it's interesting because somebody once said, everything has been said, but not everyone who wanted to talk had the opportunity to do that. That's not the case here. So I don't think we need to continue meeting, but I wanted again to thank Amnesty International for co-sponsoring this event. My colleagues from the Committee Against Torture, who are here, Feliz, Luis, Nora, and Joao Nataf, the Secretary of the Committee. Again, many of the issues require a continuation, to address them. Thanks to the working of the human rights briefs of the law school and our students who have been here typing everything, and we're going to have an opportunity to put things in writing, which will contribute to further discuss the different ideas that were presented here. All of us are big believers that this is what we can do in the exchange of ideas. And then this type of meetings serve that purpose. In the past, merchants will bring their merchandise to the market, and then in academia, that's what we do. We bring the intellectual creation to the market of a university, and then it's a privilege to have counted with such a level of individuals that contributed to thinking can. Well, I wanted to ask all the, different participants to promptly react to the request by our students to send any material, correct any material, so we can have a good publication. And we're going to bring some of these reflections to our colleagues in CAT as well. I mean, everyone is here at Titre Personnel, but I'm sure that, we'll continue to have an impact in CAT with the presentations by civil society. I want also at the end to thank Jennifer Dabson and her team that organized this meeting. You should know that we have in the school over 70 events during the spring. So they are really like CAT without means to do all the job, having all the instruments at their disposal. I want also to thank Jennifer De Laurentiis. Jennifer, are you here? Jennifer, thank you again for your work. We wouldn't be here had not been by them. And our partners of Amnesty, if they want to come here, say the final words, that we invite you, please come on here. And again, this is a permanent dialogue, and we will continue to exchange views. Thank you again for you.
Well, I just want to add my thanks to everybody, but I also just wanted to end with one thought that I am going to aim particularly at the law students in the room today. What you heard was a lot of discussion about a treaty body, articles, parsing words, and that's what one does as a human rights lawyer, and there's no doubt that if you want to practice human rights law, you'll do a lot of that. But I thought that one of the things that's important to say, which may be self-evident, but I still think bears repeating, is in the end our work is about human beings and human lives and human dignity. And that what we're dealing with when we're trying to work with strengthening the Committee Against Torture, ensuring that the standards are as rigorous as possible and that we get it as inclusive as possible, and we can see the debates that we have, it really is about two elements of preventing torture. One is to prevent people from being victims of torture and cruel and human degrading treatment and punishment, and the other one is to stop states from making people torture other people, because that's dehumanizing too, and that's an element of the equation that we rarely talk about. But it is critically important that as you walk away from here, remember that behind the articles and behind the people who work on the committee are people whose lives are being destroyed, who are desperately seeking protection from the state, seeking an effective remedy, and other people who are being compelled to harm fellow human beings in a way that undermines human dignity for all of us. Thank you.